The president's trip had the look and feel of a campaign rally. It was in May of 2007 when Mr. Obama laid out his vision for overhauling the nation's healthcare system at the nearby University of Iowa hospitals and clinics. That proposal and the recently approved law have key differences, including no government-run public option, but the president said the new law will have many short-term benefits and even more within the next 4 years.
All of the cynics, all the naysayers, they're going to have to confront the reality of what this reform is and what it isn't. They'll have to finally acknowledge this isn't a government takeover of our healthcare system. They'll see that if Americans like their doctor, they'll be keeping their doctor. You like your plan, you'll be keeping your plan.
The president mentioned how some Republicans plan to run for Congress this year on a platform of repealing the law. Even so, Mr. Obama didn't appear concerned, saying, "Go for it." He said Americans will come on board once they realize what the law does, including a popular provision that will allow graduating college students to stay on their parents' health insurance until they're 26. However, not everybody agreed with the president. A group of protesters rallied outside the field house. Sheila Murphy said she hopes the courts declare the new law unconstitutional.
I'm opposed to it because of all of the political manipulations and games that were used. And I'm opposed to it because it forces people to buy something. In this country, our government has never forced us to buy anything. This is unheard of and unconstitutional.
On the other hand, Joe Van Zandt, a sophomore finance and accounting major at the University of Iowa who attended the speech, said he supports the law as a great first step.
I like not only from a social standpoint that 32 million more Americans are insured, you know, in 3 to 4 years since this goes into effect than there are today, because I think that healthcare is a right that everyone's entitled to.
And the president said universal healthcare coverage is the ultimate goal. But the main provision of the new law is one that will take effect in about 4 years. It's the health insurance exchange, which the president described as an affordable way to buy insurance because a lot of people will have the same coverage. Another immediate benefit the president cited deals with tax breaks for small businesses. He used downtown Iowa City's Prairie Lights bookstore as an example.
Last year, their premiums went up 35%, which made it a lot harder for them to offer the same coverage. On Tuesday, I was joined at the bill signing by Ryan Smith, who runs a small business with 5 employees. His premiums are going up, too. He's worried about having to stop offering health insurance to his workers. So starting now, small business owners like Ryan and the folks at Prairie Light, they're going to have the security of knowing that they'll qualify for a tax credit that covers up to 35% of their employees' health insurance.
After the speech, the president made a surprise visit to the bookstore. He bought books for his 2 daughters. He also bought a Star Wars pop-up book for White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs' 6-year-old son. In Iowa City, I'm Alex Hoyer, Iowa Public Radio News.